Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley, today featuring recordings of the Paramount Later Odeon, Manchester, England. Paramount on Oxford Street in Manchester, which opened in 1930, was, at almost 3,000 seats, the largest of the city's picture palaces. It was equipped with a sizeable Wurlitzer Theatre pipe organ, which was played daily during film intermissions. Its most famous resident organist of the time was undoubtedly Henry Crowdson, who was at his peak of popularity between 1935 and 1938. Unfortunately, Henry made all too few recordings, and most were medleys of popular shows or films of the day.
Wonderful you, lovely you. You completely satisfy, I'm confessing that is why there's nobody like you. You, so much depends upon you, tell me true. Will it be my fate at all, will I ever rate at all with somebody like you? Just to think that you love me makes my future look strong. I swear by stars above me, I'm darned if I don't feel like writing a song about you. Music and words about you, lovely you. Let me think up praises for, let me sing up praises for nobody but you.
Music from the 1936 film The Great Ziegfeld, You Never Look So Beautiful, A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody, and You. Henry Crowdson playing the Paramount Theatre Wurlitzer. The vocal was by popular dance band singer Sam Costa, who you may also remember as a disc jockey on BBC Radio. In 1939, Paramount sold its UK theatre interest to Oscar Deutsch's Odeon chain, and in 1941 they were rebadged as Odeons. Coming forward into the vinyl era, this next track features Trevor Willits, who had been resident at the much smaller Wurlitzer in the ABC Ritz Barnsley from 1943 until 1962. He amply demonstrates the Odeon's lush voices on Ray Noble's The Very Thought of You. Thank you. Kenneth Alford's march, The Great Little Army, played there by Ernest Broadbent, taken from an LP recorded in 1973 when he was in the middle of his short-lived residency as Mr. Blackpool at the Tower Ballroom. That LP was recorded on behalf of the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust, which purchased the Odeon Wurlitzer that same year of 1973, when the ornate auditorium was literally ripped apart to build two cinema screens. The LTOT was responsible for most, if not all, of the stereo recordings made there, including this next track by Charles Smitten, and released on a compilation cassette to raise funds for the Trust. This is David Tots, The Lights of Vienna. Back to the lush sounds, and there was no better exponent of that style of playing than Eric Lord, who was heavily influenced by the recordings of the legendary American organist Jesse Crawford. This is a Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger ballad from the 1934 Bing Crosby film She Loves Me Not, Love in Bloom. The beautiful acoustics of the Odeon Manchester are also well demonstrated by this next recording by Len Rawl, originally released in 1974, but since reissued on CD, as have many of the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust's vinyl albums. Published in 1939 and made famous by Artie Shaw and his orchestra, here's Perfidia. The destruction of the Paramount's interior didn't stop with the twinning of 1973. In 1979, it was converted into three cinemas and a further four screens added in 1992. The final closure came in September of 2004, and as of today, the building still stands awaiting redevelopment into an office block. The organ was installed in the city's Free Trade Hall until that was redeveloped into a hotel in the early 2000s. And the LTOT then moved the Queen Wurlitzer, as it is affectionately known, to Stockport's Town Hall, where it thankfully remains to this day. As a reminder of past glories, today's show finishes with another Henry Crowdson medley from 1936, this time from the stage show This'll Make You Whistle. Thank you. Three tunes from the Sigler Goodhart Hoffman score for the London production of This'll Make You Whistle, the title song, There Isn't Any Limit to My Love, and I'm in a Dancing Mood, Henry Crowson playing the Paramount Wurlitzer in 1936. That's all I have time for today. Until next week, at the same time, on this same station, when I'll be presenting music from the two Wurlitzers in Radio City Music Hall, New York City. This is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes, signing off. Bye for now.